Fondazione Radio Magica presents The Wolf. The carnivorous mammal belonging to the canid family is now, after many years, back in Carnia. Text by Giuseppe Festa, read by Spencer Green.
Those who are afraid of the big bad wolf raise their hands. Unfortunately, even today, many people are still terrified by this wonderful animal. Is it Little Red Riding Hood's fault? Probably, since the wolf only eats little girls and grandmothers in fairy tales. In fact, wolves are afraid of human beings and would never dream of attacking them. Throughout the Alps, and therefore also in Carnia, wolves were exterminated more than a century ago because of bad relations with shepherds and the unjust stories that were told about them. Now, finally, after many years of absence, these extraordinary animals are returning. Some have arrived in the Eastern Alps from nearby Slovenia. Others instead have covered a lot of ground and climbed up the Apennines from central Italy, where the last species of Canis lupus italicus survived. This way, slowly but steadily, they are coming back to their ancient homelands. And a good thing it is, because the environment is healthier wherever there are wolves. As a predator, in fact, the wolf keeps the populations of herbivores such as deer and wild boar under control. Without the wolf, there will be too many of these animals, which would damage the woodland and the farmland. Of course, wolves can also harm shepherds, who must acquire the means to defend themselves. Mind, however, that by means of defence, we do not mean rifles, traps or poison. Shepherd dogs, for example, are very good at defending sheep, and when they are on guard, wolves rarely approach the flock. Packs are similar to large families, made up of a dominant pair, pups, and many aunts and uncles. When the puppies grow up, they are faced with an important decision: to stay in the pack or to leave the family to look for a companion or a partner. In this case, they are said to be scattered and can wander for a long time, making very long journeys. In Carnia, wolves often scatter in search of a new territory in which to settle and form a family. If you pass through these areas and hear a chorus of howling, it means that a pack has found a home. You should try howling too. Who knows? The wolves might answer you with their magical song, Under the Stars.